Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The town of Winthrop is paying tribute to two public servants who were murdered there last week. At a candlelight vigil last night, residents and some state officials gathered to remember David Green, a 58-year-old former state police trooper, and Ramona Cooper, a 60-year-old Air Force veteran. They were gunned down Saturday in what authorities are investigating as a hate crime. WBUR's Anthony Brooks attended the tribute and has our story.
Hundreds of people, including state and local leaders, filled the town green in Winthrop. They came to remember two of their own who died in what authorities describe as an execution and who may have been targeted because they were black. Police say 28-year-old Nathan Allen gunned down David Green and Ramona Cooper last Saturday in a brutal attack that shocked and terrorized this small, tight-knit community just north of Boston.
Tonight is about the victims. It's about us supporting the victims and their families.
Terrence Delahanty, Winthrop's police chief and interim town manager, welcomed the crowd.
But I also want to thank the Cooper and Green family for coming today to help us heal.
Authorities are investigating the killings as possible hate crimes after they found evidence of racist writings in Allen's house. According to police and witnesses, the shooter walked past a number of people in Winthrop that were not black and then shot Cooper and Green. Last night, their friends and family members remembered them as good people who spent much of their lives committed to serving and protecting their communities and country.
Over the last couple of days, the world has been watching this town, and I want them to realize what kind of brother that I had and what kind of town that he and I grew up in.
Ray Green, David Green's brother, who now lives in Florida, said Winthrop would not be defined by this tragedy. He said his slain brother was a Vietnam veteran who spent 36 years in law enforcement because he wanted to help people.
And when he talked to you, he talked from his heart. When he listened to you, he listened not only with his ears, but with his heart. He was an individual that would help anybody at any time without being asked.
Police say Green was shot multiple times in the head and torso before a Winthrop cop shot and killed the gunman. Last night, Ramona Cooper, the gunman's first victim, was remembered for her service to the country as an Air Force veteran and as a mother.
I will miss her. She was kind, funny, and quiet. My mom had a positive impact on all she met with her big smile and contagious laugh.
Her son, Gary Cooper Jr., stood next to a large portrait of his mom, her face lit up with a smile. Cooper wrote the statement about his mother, but opted not to read it. Instead, Johnny Bentley, a member of Winthrop's Commission on Inclusion and Diversity, read it for him.
The racial divide in America is not where it should be. My family and I can only hope for the sake of my mother and all victims of racially motivated crimes, that their deaths will not be in vain.
That was the hope of many who turned out last night to listen, to light candles, and to remember. In this small town of just 18,000 people, many here knew the two victims. Chuck Flanagan attended school with David Green.
David was a very reserved person, but very sincere, always smile on his face, just a really good guy, always was that way. And you know, it's just unfortunate how horrific the way it ended up.
When this hit home, this, for me, was hate coming home.
This is Tricia Flanagan, who's married to Chuck. She says she often crossed paths with Ramona Cooper walking on the beach. The murders shocked her, but she says now she understands that this can happen anywhere and that these days it does.
We have to slam the door on this. I never thought that our town of Winthrop would be a Minneapolis, a Charlotte, all of the places, too many to list now, right, where these kinds of things have happened. We can't let it go unacknowledged here.
But Flanagan says the most important part of last night was honoring David Green and Ramona Cooper, each a friend and a neighbor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.
I was lost, but now.